This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday on the calendar, and that means that we have, well, it means that we have another day of conversation. All day, every day, at djvshow.com, you can have your fill of us. How about that? Speaking of Phil, Phil's at the controls in our studio in Washington, and our purpose for getting together with you today is to bring up, actually, we don't give a damn about the audience. We care about ourselves. We care about knowing what each other is thinking. We care about taking care of each other. That's why we're here.
If we did that, all we'd do is talk about Tiger King all day long. Totally.
Yeah. You mean I'm not on the right page?
No,
is that what you're saying?
We would force you to watch it so that you knew what we were talking about, and then all three of us would be on the same page.
The way that you talk about it, though, I can't imagine anything less interesting from my...
I felt the same way. Everyone was like, oh my God, you got to watch Tiger King. I felt like I was the last person on Earth to watch it. And after the first episode, Lewis and I looked at each other and we were like, there's no way we're not continuing this. Like, this is so oddly riveting. It's just the most bizarre story. There are no words. And then Carol Baskin comes in and now she's on Dancing with the Stars. It's kind of perfect. It's the perfect thing for 2020. 2020 is a dumpster fire of a year, and we just need more of that kind of drama.
A dumpster fire of a year.
Yeah, it's already a dumpster, and then you set it on fire.
Speaking of fires, Jennifer...
And then you add Carol Baskin.
Exactly.
I was looking at the map of California last night as to how many fires. I don't know why I hadn't noticed, but... the number of fires and the width and breadth of them across and up and down the state. I know that I talked to a friend of mine who lives in San Francisco last night, and she said that her office, she has a gazebo behind her house. She lives in Mill Valley, and she has a gazebo behind her house, and she can't work in her office because there's so much smoke and ash from the fires that are, I guess, south and maybe a little west of her. So
it's become the story throughout California that there is an orange apocalyptic glow that's rocking the state. I think I told you yesterday that the air quality is so bad, it's like mud outside. And this is, usually that happens when, you know, there's fires burning in Southern California. Southern California gets it. Well, this is a result of the fires burning from Southern to Northern California, and the whole state is covered in this orange glow. If you looked at social media yesterday, and if you have any friends in California, I can guarantee you saw it, because a lot of people were taking pictures of just this orange sky. And I have a couple of fires burning near me. I have the Bobcat Fire, which doubled in size because of the wind overnight. So that's at about 20,000 acres. Then you have the El Dorado fire, which is also in Southern California. That's the one that was caused by the gender reveal pyrotechnic. That one is at 12,500. That one's already killed a dog and some chickens and caused some property damage. And then you have some of the big ones burning up in Northern and Southern California. There was a new one that popped up overnight in Oroville, which is not far from where the burn from a couple of years ago. Remember Paradise, that big fire that took out a town? Well, this area is burning once again, and it's forced thousands.
Does that town ever get rebuilt? Do they ever really fully recover?
Yeah. And this is the point. Living in California when I was a kid, it was like every 10 years, if you had a major fire, it would usually be like a 10-year period. Now, because of a lot of really strict environmental regulations, it's every year, it's every 2 years. And the stuff that's burning right now in Northern California is burning in the same areas of Sonoma that burned just a couple of years ago. And they had a huge, major, significant fire a couple of years ago. So... It's unfortunate. The governor says he's going to start looking into brush clearance, that he's going to start doing that. I hope that he's serious about it, because this can't continue to go on.
His whole state is on fire. How can he not? You can't, at this point, and I know that he's clearly not, you know, our favorite here, but, like, how do you just keep saying, I'm going to look into it when your whole state is on fire, and it happens every year? And all the millions of dollars of property damage and the lives lost and the animals lost, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. And you're right, a friend of mine who grew up in Sacramento, he said the same thing. He said, you know, he's a few years older than me. He's like, you know, when I was a kid, it was about like every 9 or 10 years, and now it's every year. So, yeah, everyone seems to be making the same observations except for the governor, and I don't know why he's not doing more.
Well, you know, it's not even to pile on with him. Jerry Brown, who was the governor before him, and look, I think Newsom has had the opportunity now. He's had 2 years to get in there and make changes, and he's been through some fire seasons. Jerry Brown considered himself to be an extreme environmentalist and made it very clear that that was his top item to achieve. But here's the thing that I would ask people like that. Whether or not you believe in climate change, whether or not you believe it's man-made, you could argue about that till you're blue in the face, back and forth. I mean, we could have that debate for a very long time. I would just say this. What's better, bringing some heavy machinery into the forest or allowing your whole state to catch fire? I mean, for global warming, it's not having your state on fire and having all that ash and particulate in the air. Mm-hmm. So make a change about the lesser of two evils. I mean, it's not that you, by saying that you're going to allow brush clearance, somehow you don't have your bona fides as an environmentalist anymore. You're actually preventing people from having to breathe this in. You're preventing from the damage that it's going to do from having the whole state literally smolder.
I have an additional call to make in terms of how we are. You called this a dumpster year or whatever it was that you called it.
Dumpster fire.
With sensitivity to California.
Well, yes, I think true. Under the circumstances, there's a message here. Whether you would, depending on your spiritual beliefs and how things seem to fit for you, we're being, taught a lesson, we're being given an opportunity, we're being shown things. This planet, this country, the world, there are things going on right now, and you've heard me talk about the astrological implications of where all the planets are, and some of you think that I'm nuts. Listen, you can have your own opinions about me. That's not the important part of this. Sometimes you can tell when I'm teasing. I was teasing, obviously, when I said at the beginning of the hour that the program is for us and not for you. That's ridiculous. But right now, what I'm saying to you is what I really feel. We started off the year with a big problem, i.e. the virus. Then we had another big problem, and I'm talking about big. These problems are huge. The Black Lives Matter movement and people just deciding we've had enough of the kind of nonsense that, by the way, still seems to be continuing because we have a lot of tone-deaf people who work in public service in this country. Now we have the elections that are getting closer and the finger-pointing and the noise is getting the pitch is getting higher and higher every day. We've got these fires in California, the drought. Sure, droughts happen all the time. But the fact that California is as unbelievably badly managed as it is, as probably, arguably, one of the most beautiful places in the world, mm-hmm. and it's being squandered by these a-holes that run and are doing things in their own best interest. I'd love to see the portfolio.
And by the way, we're not in the drought.
No, you're not. We are.
Because we usually are, but as of a couple of years ago, we found ourselves in the winter out of
the fact that there are so many people there, who are doing such illegitimate things, and these sorts of things are getting way out of control. If you look at a map of California and see how many fires there are that are burning there, it's unbelievable. The whole state is a tinderbox, and they got 16,000-18,000 firefighters. They can't control these fires. The whole damn state could burn.
Just to add on top of that, one of the things that is frustrating a lot of Californians is that the legislature is taking up issues that seem almost insignificant, or at least if you're going to take something up, let this
be true on the federal level, too.
Yeah, because we have a couple of problems in California. Number one, the fire problem is huge, and everybody just wants to sit around and scratch their head. It's fed by the problem with the power grid, because the power grids are so old, and you have these companies who think it's just cheaper to pay people out after big fires like this get set than actually fixing their power grid. And I'd add into that, it's not only causing fires, but it's also, when it's really hot outside, causing people like Mayor Eric Garcetti to say, oh, by the way, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, turn your air conditioning off. Well, it's 118 degrees, Mr. Mayor. I don't know if you're going to start by turning your air conditioning off.
How clueless can you get?
But there's one more, and this is a problem, and why, mark my words, I pray to God the three of us are sitting here having this conversation with the two of you. But watch, in 1 year's time, we are going to be getting ready for a governor's race in California. He'll be going into the last year of his term, and we're going to be talking about water, because this stupid, dumb state that I love and I live in has done nothing to collect water resources, and we have a major getting water into Southern California, and it's a huge issue. It's boiling over. People don't want to talk about it, and it's an easy fix. All we have to do is do what Arizona is doing, which is collect rainwater during the winter, keep it underground, and use it through the year.
What is so hard? About that, and why doesn't the public get up in arms and get into the face of these people as
you're
a part-time
Angelina? You're going to have all these dummies next year going, we have no water. I'm telling you, it'll happen in 1 year.
It's just, the Radio Hall of Fame is filled with great broadcasters. I think about halls of fame. We should have a hall of shame for these people in California that politicians everywhere. They would be first, Garcetti and that numbnuts that is the governor. They should be first on the list. Am I supposed to say that, Garcetti?
He
has great hair. And look, he looks like, if you were watching a television show, he should be the governor of anything or the president of anything, because he looks like a politician, right?
Yeah.
But the thing that's making me crazy is that instead they dedicated a lot of resources to Assembly Bill 5, which is literally killing the gig economy during a pandemic. So people who drive for Uber, who drive for Lyft, who are freelance authors, who are members of the press, who are moms maybe, who work a few side jobs just while they're home with their kids, these jobs are gone because companies are no longer allowed to hire independent contractors in the state of California. Right. And so that's what they're working on instead of fire management and water. Now, what seems more important and useful during a year like this? I think maybe water and fire, you know.
It's time for a revolution there. And then we have the after the election and after this, then we have the asteroid that may hit us.
The day after the election, that's right.
Welcome, welcome to our world. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
You need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We seem to find ourselves in the music portion of this hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jennifer and you and Gladys Knight, with or without her pips. Apparently is an interesting thing called Verzuz, V-R-Z-U-Z, featuring its two most iconic artists. Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle are squaring off in the quarantine era song battle show. So what's the story? We had who's Brandy and Monica? Do I know who those two are?
You might remember Brandy. She was really big in
kind of like
the,
my generation.
Yeah, like in the 90s in R&B, and she had a million hits, and then she had a bunch of TV shows and movies, and she did a duet with Monica.
Brandy's brother is the reason we have Kim Kardashian.
True. He was in the sex tape with Kim Kardashian, Ray J. And then Ray J, no stranger to controversy, was Whitney Houston's boyfriend at the very end of her life. And he's the one who like threw himself on her casket at the funeral when Kevin Costner was speaking. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Gladys and Patty's matchup airing this Sunday simultaneously via the Verzuz Instagram Live and Apple Music portions of whatever social media you have, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Who listens? Is this video or is this audio?
Yeah,
what is
it's on
this?
Video.
I never heard of this before.
It's video. It's a streaming show.
Oh, okay. You both
so
listen
it's like,
to
you
it?
Know, like, I have not, but I heard about the Brandy and Monica one. You know, it's like lip sync battle, except they're really singing.
Huh. Okay. But they're live? Is this a live thing?
Because Brandy and Monica were in their own homes, and Patty and Gladys are going to be in a venue, on stage.
Right. On stage in Philadelphia, it turns out. The master class we've all been waiting for. Get dressed up in your Sunday best for this classic affair, read the caption in the announcement. Leave your church clothes on all day Sunday, and pull up to the affair of all affairs. Launched by brothers Swizz Beatz and Timbaland. Okay.
They're producers. Swizz Beatz. Okay. Yes. Swizz Beatz is Alicia Keys' husband, and Timbaland has produced every Justin Timberlake song since he left NSYNC.
Thus, he calls himself Timbaland.
Right.
Oh, didn't even think about that. You're so funny. Well done on that. Usually I would make fun of you, but that was pretty good.
Go ahead. Help yourself. You can make fun of me.
It's a play on Timberland shoes, but sure. Let's also say it works for Justin Timberlake.
Exactly.
For Justin Timberlake.
Early months of quarantine, a bunch of rappers and singers and producers and songwriters squared off remotely, cycled through a lot of rounds of playing their hits and also deep cuts and fan favorites. No winner is officially crowned during the telecast, although thousands of viewers who tune in often crown their own winner on social media. Since partnering with Apple Music in July, the production has now moved to some real venues. Brandy and Monica's battle broke all of the previous records for that series. More than 6 million viewers tuned in across all live streaming platforms, with 1.2 million viewers on Instagram Live alone. So, Gladys, this would be something that I might watch.
6 million viewers is way more than what most TV shows get.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. People are interested, obviously. All right, 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. Here's Celine Dion now, announcing she's going to reschedule the remaining 16 North America dates of her Courage World Tour as she released her 12th English language studio album back in November of last year, same name, the Courage World Tour. She kicked off her latest tour back in September of last year, ended up putting off 30 of the shows in North America and Europe that were due to launch in March. Previously announced European tour dates going to begin next March and run through July. As she says, I know how difficult this year has been for so many of us, and we are all looking forward to better days. I want to thank you for being so patient. Okay, so it's the same dribble from everybody. The Courage World Tour is her first in over a decade. I didn't know that. I thought she'd been on the road.
She's been in Vegas the whole time.
Oh, okay. That's her visibility.
Jen, I think you saw her in Vegas, right?
I did, years ago, when she first started her residency.
Yeah, she's been there forever.
Is she with somebody new? She put on a couple of pounds? Is she having an hamburger?
No and yes. Right. No to the weight, yes to the boyfriend.
Really? Okay. All right, that's the Celine Dion story here.
The excitement up in the wind.
All right, it's 28 after the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlique helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he knew the seriousness of COVID-19 when it first broke out early this year. But he says...
Certainly, I'm not going to drive... this country or the world into a frenzy.
The president speaking as reporters at the White House were asking him about a new book which accuses him of downplaying the coronavirus.
I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic.
Bob Woodward's book Rage is due for release next week. In it, he says the president told him in a February phone call that he knew the virus was deadly. Hundreds of wildfires incinerating huge portions of the western U.S., about half in Oregon, Washington, and California. Oregon has seen at least four towns nearly destroyed by the flames. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
The Department of Justice is moving to replace President Trump's lawyers in a defamation lawsuit brought against him by writer E. Jean Carroll. Although the case involves allegations by Carroll that Trump sexually assaulted her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s, long before he took office, lawyers for the Justice Department said he was acting in his official capacity as president when he denied the allegations, and that he never met Carroll. The Justice Department said, indeed, when providing the challenged statements, the president was speaking to or responding to inquiries from the press. The Justice Department lawyers cited the Federal Tort Claims Act that gives federal employees immunity from lawsuits and would allow them to take over the case from Trump's private lawyers and move it from state court to federal court. Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, described the move as shocking and accused Trump of seeking to delay the case after a federal judge last month ruled it would be allowed to go forward. Carroll has accused the president of sexually assaulting her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in late 1995 in her memoir, and the president denied ever meeting her, saying she made the allegations in an effort just to sell her books. She filed the lawsuit in November, saying the president's statements inflicted emotional pain and suffering. They damaged her reputation and caused her substantial professional harm. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thursday, September 10th, it really is one-third of the way through the month officially today. The DJV program on the air, Doug Jen Victoria, with an attitude of gratitude for having us all able to get together every day for conversation. Now it's time for us to roll up our sleeves again and get back to the conversation. The coronavirus seems to be good at occupying a lot of our attention still. This latest thing from the Bob Woodward tapes seems to have people, the book is called Rage, and it, and there's plenty of that to go around, Victoria. What's the scoop?
Well, and I invite Jen to jump in here, too, because she has she has a little more info on what Trump's response was to this. This was, my mind kind of blew up a little bit yesterday reading all about this, because as I was listening to these recorded conversations, and there are 18 of them that Trump willingly did with Bob Woodward.
18 hours of conversation.
Yeah. My first thought was, why would Trump agree to this? But then
again, like I, and I say this a lot, but it is true. You know, I grew up with Trump in Jersey and New York, and he, you know, he shows up at the opening of an envelope. Like, anytime someone wants to interview him, he always said yes. So it doesn't, really surprise me.
Wait a minute. That's such a great expression. He shows up at the opening of an envelope.
Yeah.
Just to pop in for a second, his chief of staff was interviewed yesterday, and I think that this is actually maybe more appropriate than just searching out a microphone. President Trump, especially as a president, wants people to like him. As much as he makes divisive, well, I don't, you know, I actually do like him. I think for some people he rubs people the wrong way. I kind of understand how he operates, so I have a soft spot for him. But in any case, he is somebody who wants to build up people's he wants to have people say, look, you're doing a good job, and he thinks by talking to people he will win them over. Does not understand that there are a lot of people who are out to get him. And Woodward, I think, has done damage to a lot of other presidents as well, including George W. Bush, most notably and recently, when Woodward did a book on George W. Bush. He goes in, he chronicles these presidents, and if he doesn't like you, he's gonna get with you a little bit. So I thought it was surprising that he gave him 18 hours, but I think it's symptomatic of the president wanting to be transparent and talk through to people so that they come to like him and be on his side.
I think that's a huge part of it. Listening to the tapes yesterday, and it's more effective when you actually hear their voices together in conversation rather than just, you know, reading a transcript of it. But I was surprised at the things that Trump admitted, and then I took a step back, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, this is the Trump that I grew up with. He always says stuff like this. He pretended to be his own press secretary, John Barron, for a million interviews back in the 80s and 90s, way before politics entered into this. You know, this is what he does. He's on every radio station, every radio show that will have him, and this is what happened. I think he's kind of been caught up, and he admitted some things that I was just surprised that he did. You know, on the initial meeting in the Oval Office, there was an intelligence briefing on January 28th when they talked about this coronavirus outbreak coming from China. His national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, said this is going to be the biggest national security threat that you will face in your presidency. Matthew Pottinger, who is the deputy national security advisor, he said that he had reached out to his contacts in China and that it was very evident that there was a major global health emergency coming that was on par with the Spanish flu of 1918. On February 7th, 10 days later, Trump called Bob Woodward. This is part of the recorded conversations. And he revealed to Bob Woodward that the situation was actually a lot more serious than what he'd been saying publicly. In February.
So how is that damning? I heard Biden on the stump yesterday talking about how irresponsible it was and.
Well, because in the month of February in New York, people were already dying. The Super Bowl, if you think about the timeline of this, the Super Bowl was February 2nd, and there was an outbreak in Miami. One of our good friends almost died, was on a ventilator from this, and we had no idea. We thought it was pneumonia. We didn't know what was wrong with him, and it was coronavirus, and that was February 2nd. So in February in New York, that's when millions of people were coming in from Europe, and they had, from Italy especially, and they had traveled around different places in Europe. They're the ones who brought the virus to New York. Chinese travelers brought the virus to Oregon and California. That was a different strain. The strain that actually came through JFK, which is now kind of like ground zero, that strain was so much more deadly, and that's why New York got hit so much harder. So you know, we've lost two very close loved ones to the virus. I really, for me, listening back and where he's admitting on tape that, you know, he knew it was worse than he was saying publicly, to me, that's just a major disservice to the American people. I know he says he didn't want to create a panic. There was already a panic. That was a time.
Let me jump in for a second. The benefit, it would seem, especially in certain circles, nobody ever gives the guy a break. He's always wrong. He's always bad. He
but
never does anything
it on
right.
Tape, though.
I get that,
but
is
he's,
he admitting
but he's
that,
that
he was irresponsible,
to...
or is he just
no.
admitting he wasn't fact, doing it for his own benefit? It doesn't sound like to me. I'm no. going to cover this up because I don't want to get into a jam.
Well, it was about it though. Admitting that it was that bad was horrible for the economy.
I think if you hold everybody to every word they ever say.
But he shut down the economy. And so, I mean, just to give you a little bit of perspective.
Which
from
was
the,
a bad mistake, in my opinion.
I agree.
It is more than any of the other mistakes that he made. If you want to look at the mistakes that have come out of this, shutting down the economy has been a huge, egregious mistake.
And what he's done in following up with this is I think it's honest. The output of his administration, he said, would have not changed. They handled this, and Dr. Fauci agreed, they handled this in the way that they thought was the most appropriate. Do you really think that Donald Trump would want to shut down his buzzing economy, which he knew would probably
get him
re-election?
That's why he didn't. That's what I'm saying.
But he did. He shut down the economy because of the when
late.
He got that. When he got the recommendation from his advisors, that's when he did it. He said he was trying to be a leader and show calmness so that he wouldn't cause people to panic because there was nothing that those people could do. The day after he had this conversation with Bob Woodward, he shut down travel. He was insulted for that by people on the other side of the aisle. I mean, think about what was happening at the same exact time. If you look at the timeline, the day after Trump said this, or a couple of days after, you had Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, where this was a huge problem, saying, don't change your lifestyle. Go out there and move around. Nancy Pelosi saying, come to Chinatown. Move around. You had a lot of these same leaders who had the same type of intel that the president was getting say the same thing because why? They didn't want to get people panicking.
Ruin the economy.
Well, it wasn't even about the economy at that point. It's about people panicking. What are people going to do? If your output is going to be the same to protect them, what would have changed? And if the answer is nothing, then I think it's about a leadership style.
But the problem, though, is that the scientific community knew about this. Our family friend who's a virologist who worked for Fauci on SARS, in January, he was telling us, guys, start stocking up on toilet paper. Like, he was literally telling us what to stock up on in January. And we were like, is this a bad flu season? We didn't understand it. But in November, last November, over Thanksgiving dinner, he was reading different journals from the scientific community, and I think Dr. Jack has talked about this too. They knew about this, and yet the scientists were ignored.
Wait, please. Let's talk about this from the point of view of every man. Why is it necessarily that everything of consequence has to come out of the president? Look, I'm no fan of Trump's, but we sort of run this circle. So you had somebody that you knew and trusted who said, hey, you better do this. So then why wouldn't you just do it? And I don't say that to you, Victoria. I say it to anybody. Why does the authority figure always have to be the president? Or
well,
somebody
that's,
like
that's
it.
How yeah, everyone looks to the leader.
Unrealistic.
These guys
are so far from being perfect.
It is what it is.
Well, but it shouldn't be. I don't think. I think we need to start using our own. The news media becomes the predicator of what we do, and the politicians. Yeah, screw them. You got a mind of your own, and you see, you can observe. I mean, certainly we are observationists first. And discussing these sorts of things, I don't need these guys. As a matter of fact, I don't even want these guys to tell me how to live my life or what to do, because I don't think they can be trusted, frankly. And
well,
so
they,
this
and
is a perfect
can.
Example.
They,
all right,
right,
so then why can. Do we bother? Why do we keep going there?
Well, then why do
when
we bother
we can't look at the people
then.
In California and those idiots that are running the state. Why the hell would you pay any attention to them? Figure it out for yourself, for God's sakes, and not be so dependent on the likes of a guy like Trump or any of these people.
Well,
Nancy
I would
Pelosi,
add in, I mean,
you,
well,
here's my God.
Here's the thing. I mean, I extended a great deal, and I think you guys probably remember it. I extended a great deal of grace to my governor, who I'm not a fan of, to Governor Cuomo, to President Trump, in a time when we were trying to deal with something that was pretty unknown and that many people believed was being overblown, that it was being, you know, we heard the same things about the H1N1. We heard the same things about SARS and MERS and all of these things. I would say it's just it. What gets me crazy is that you have President Trump making a decision who says, you know what, we knew all this. We took action. We just wanted to make sure that the people weren't panicking. That, to me, sounds good intentioned. What doesn't sound good intentioned, and the guy has pretty much, well, he skated in the eyes of the news media. He's getting in trouble in his own state. But Governor Cuomo, who actually put people with coronavirus undisclosed into nursing homes and literally led to the death.
There were no hospital beds, though, and that was a huge mistake that he made.
You know what? That is not, by the way, that's not acceptable to me. He had an army ship that was sitting there.
But he did that before the army ship got sent.
Okay, so he made a mistake. He's like everybody else. We all make mistakes.
But here's the thing.
And that happened in New Jersey, too. And
the coverage on it is totally
well, locally
different.
Locally, there was
we're saying the same
that.
Thing, ladies, right. That we keep saying all the time. They aren't to be trusted. The news media is not to be trusted. You need to
I
get
actually
a
think
pair.
Cuomo's been the best leader we've had throughout
think
this
Cuomo
whole thing.
Has done I think Cuomo has done quite a good
ask
job.
Ask the people
Michael.
Who are dead.
Right.
I mean,
but why would you need to listen to him, but you also need to make up your own mind, for God's sakes, instead of being following some Pied Piper, who basically is in whatever position he or she is in. Sadly, it's not like the old days of public service. They're there to feather their own nest 9 times out of 10. You think that the governor of California is thinking about Californians? The guy thinks about himself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so do many other, if not most other politicians. It's too bad, because that wasn't the way the system was designed. It was supposed to be for citizen participation and, you know, changing the guard with regularity. That doesn't happen now. These guys get in there, they make a career out of it, and they screw with everybody. And it's all for their own benefit. So to pay attention to these people and to make a big deal out of Woodward, who, like everybody else, is trying to sell books. That's it. I wouldn't walk across the street. If we had a chance to interview him, I'd interview him and I'd ask him the same thing that I'm right now asking publicly. Why? What do you get out of this? What do we really need to know? What's in this book that we can't live without? And the answer is squat. There's nothing in this book other than him advocating for a point of view. And here I'm showing you, man, I'm proving that Trump's no good by what he said to me. I don't see that that does anything except feather his nest. He's like the politicians and the news people. That's all he's doing. He's not helping us at all. He's not helping the situation. How is he moving it forward by giving people a chance to take yet another shot at Trump like they need another opportunity to take a shot at Trump? This is garbage. So, and in this circumstance, I mean, we got better things to do with our time and our focus than to spend time on that. And I'm not, that's not a criticism of the two of you. I think that was a very, very good enlightening. I listened to the two of you because I learned by listening to the two of you. But I thought when I first heard this stuff last night from Biden, okay, this is just another cheap shot at Trump. So he's, the book is called Rage. Wow. You know, what, you think that people don't know that he's got a temper and you can see it and you can feel it and you can hear it every day in everything that the guy does. That's the way, that's his M.O. You're not going to change the guy. Haven't we learned that after 4 years of all the tweeting and stuff? You're not going to change the guy. So you either know what you got and you vote for him or you don't. You stop wasting time and air talking about this stuff, and you try to figure out how to get rid of... Where's Bob Woodward helping us out when it comes to trying to figure out where we get more tests and how more facilities are available and how people can be helped? And where is Woodward reporting on that? Where's that information? I don't see anything from him on that.
Good point. Yeah,
I don't see
point.
A damn thing from him that's helpful.
And to your point,
another guy taking
the other
a
piece
shot.
Of this. Well, the other piece of this story is now he's found himself under fire because many people say, "Well, if you had all
he's
of this information, why did you sit on it instead of
he's
just waiting for it for your book?" Now, whether that'll
the
stick,
same
I don't
thing
know.
We did
that's
with
John Bolton.
Bolton.
Yeah,
exactly.
Same thing.
I was trying to sell.
Well, it makes you wonder if it's meant to be a gotcha or if it's actually meant to be some sort of whistleblow. I don't know.
Ah, it's disgusting. All right, where are we? 49 after the hour. Ellen DeGeneres, in terms of television news, addressing the controversy. I wasn't convinced this is to promote her. She's going out to promote her new season on the talk show and talking about all the people that are going to be on there. Can't wait to get back to work. You know, I used to be a big fan of hers. I think I've fallen off that wagon too, because everybody seems
I'm interested, though. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I'm interested to see what she says on day one. The September 21st, the new season starts. I'm interested to see how she addresses this.
All right. Well,
I will give her the
benefit of the doubt.
Why even
say anything? I think she has to.
She has to.
10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on this Thursday on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to go through a number of things. I see Amazon is hiring 33,000 new employees, Victoria.
Yeah.
They're making $150K a year. Good Lord.
Yeah, for the higher, yes, that's true. Woo. For the higher positions, and then they have all different levels, whether it's $15 an hour plus benefits or whatever. But look, Amazon has just, you know, their stock is up 178%.
Oh, the guy's the richest guy in the world. He's worth $197 billion, Bezos.
And his ex-wife is the wealthiest woman on the planet. And that's because
she's
of the
billion.
Divorce. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Ooh. Well, Amazon, you know, look, Amazon, a few different companies really thrived during the pandemic, and Amazon is probably the best example. Yesterday we talked about
what
Peloton.
Jobs and to businesses and stuff. I don't know that people think about it. They think about themselves. This is handy. This is convenient.
Right.
You know, so I'm going to do it. They don't think about the impact of buying stuff. That's why I don't use Amazon or these other people, because I want to buy from, I want to buy local in stores, but I'm apparently a minority. Looking at this stuff, UPS is also hiring 100,000 people now.
Well, think about all the Amazon deliveries that are sent through UPS. So those two have benefited mutually.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Amazon, they're rolling out a new partnership with AT&T. What's that all about, Victoria?
This is pretty cool. If you are, if you have an AT&T cell phone account, and if you have Amazon's Alexa, then you can pair them up and you can use all the Alexa devices like a phone, like basically a speakerphone. And so all you have to do, it's very simple and it's free. If you already have Amazon Alexa or if you have an Echo device, all you do is link your mobile number or your landline into the Echo, into the Alexa app, and then you can say things like, hey, Alexa, call mom, or you can dictate a specific phone number, and it will call for you. So you basically have a speakerphone all around your house, and you don't actually need to be tied to your cell phone. So it's kind of cool. It has caller ID. You can have voice commands like Alexa, answer the phone if the phone is ringing. You can also snooze the phone by activating Amazon's existing away mode, and that's like airplane mode on an iPhone. And so you can be, this can be toggled on or off for specific times of the day. Like if you're working at home during the day and you want to have the phone ringing through your Echo speaker, you can leave it on, but then you can also make sure that it doesn't ring at night. So you can set certain hours and parameters for it. You can set it for an alarm as well. I know you're always looking for an alarm clock. You could set it, you could use your Echo device.
I found one.
Yeah.
Not made
in
China.
Use your Echo device as an alarm clock. But anyway, this is pretty cool. So all you have to do, it's very simple. You just go into the Alexa app, you go to settings, and you go to the communications submenu and hit the AT&T button. There's a designated button now that says AT&T, so you just hit that and follow the prompts, and you're done.
Whoopee! All right, here's a story from Motorola that has married a $500 price tag with a new 5G connectivity. Let's hear how that works.
The Geek Out.
Finding an affordable, fully featured smartphone isn't easy. Now, there's the Pixel 4a we recently told you about, or the iPhone SE, and those both come in under $500. But now, there's 5G connectivity with its promise of blazing internet speeds. So Motorola is coming to the market with the Motorola One 5G that looks to be at the $500 price point. Sure, it won't be the leader in display or processing power, but a good-sized 6.7-inch Full HD screen and a big battery looks to be a great option for anybody whose priority is an affordable phone that's also 5G compatible. The Motorola One 5G is due to arrive soon, and we've tweeted details over at the Geek Out.
You're cordially invited to Dell's semi-annual sale. Save an extra 17% just like Dell employees on XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus top brand electronics and free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here is a company called Tile that's going to do some refunding. Why?
Well, Tile is the company that makes the Bluetooth trackers to monitor your personal items. So I had one last year, and I actually lost the Tile, which is sort of ironic. But anyway, the Tile is like...
You lost the thing that was supposed to keep you in touch with the thing?
Yes.
That's funny.
But people use them for their luggage. You can pop it onto your suitcase or pop it in your suitcase so you always know where it is. Handbags, bicycles, umbrellas, whatever you don't want to lose, you can monitor where it goes on the Tile app. So now they're upping their game. They have a new plan called Premium Protect. It's $99 per year, and it includes all the perks of the premium subscription, including free battery replacements for the Tile and a 30-day location history, as well as a reimbursement up to $1,000 if they cannot find or locate your stuff that's stolen. So let's say your bike gets stolen and you can't find it for 30 days. They will reimburse you now up to $1,000. It's basically insurance.
Cool.
So it's a smart thing to do. It's only $2.99 a month for the original plan. So it's smart.
I want to find an apple. I don't mean an apple that I can get a device, but an apple I can chew on. Maybe.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.